It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning to you, Martin.
And to you, Kalani.
Thank you very much. Well, 500 Chinese workers are building South Africa's newest cement factory in Lichtenburg, and 200 more are due to arrive in the next few weeks.
Yeah, this is the cement factory. We haven't had one built in a quarter century, and that is the one that Sephaco Cement is doing out at Achenang near Lichtenburg in Northwest. And they have given the contract to a Chinese company, that is Sonoma International Engineering, and already on site are 500 Chinese workers, 200 more coming in the next few weeks, and 1,000 at the peak. And for every one Chinese worker, there will be one South African worker who will learn the job, get the technology transfer. And they're saying that the culture that the Chinese bring onto the site is quite phenomenal. Firstly, their price was 25% below anyone else's bid, and it was a turnkey bid, so they've got an appetite for risk. That means that the plan must work when they hand it over. If it doesn't work, they've got to make sure it works. They've got to keep going. So this time next year, this plant should be producing its first cement, and it'll also have an addendum at Delmas. And of course, it involves beneficiation of limestone, because they're mining the limestone and then they using the chemical process to turn this into clinker. And the whole idea of bringing the Chinese on was around money. Saving 25% is a 2.3 billion rand project. They save about 575 million rand on that. So they say if you look at the whole thing, the Chinese will only be on site for the next 2 years. The South Africans will then have 30 years worth of work in a very competitive business, which one of the big shareholders, the 64% shareholders, and is Aliko Dangote of Nigeria, one of the richest Africans on the continent, and also the CEO of Sephaco Holdings, which is listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, is Dr. Lelawa Mahuba, who's also very much involved in fluoride beneficiation.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. We'll be monitoring that. We'll be monitoring it very closely. Also, Transnet now is insisting on a minimum 60% South African content for the 599 new locomotives that it has ordered.
Yeah, today is the last day where you can get the paperwork to bid on this. By Thursday, bidders have to sit at a compulsory meeting in Johannesburg for the locomotive tenders. And by October 2, they have to put in their bids for 599 electric motives, 465 diesel locos, so that's 1,064 units in all. And the electric locos must have a 60% local content, the diesel ones at least a 55%. So you can see this is a target at getting reindustrialization going, using this big procurement of Transnet for the general freight business side, and building up this loco fleet by 2019. Also involved, of course, a lot of wagons. There's going to be at 19,400 additional wagons. So what Transnet is looking at is lowering the age of its fleet from beyond 30 years to around about 20-year average of the loco fleet, and making sure that we come up to speed with the transport equation in South Africa. And they're looking rather ambitiously to being one of the top five rail, globally active rail companies by 2020.
Interesting. All right, then, new technology is seen as absolutely critical for the long-term future of South African gold mining.
You know, we've had two negative reports coming out of the gold mining industry. Even though we find that the gold price is not too bad at the moment, we see Goldfields telling the Australians that, the investors are getting tired of jam tomorrow, the jam tomorrow approach, never really fulfilling their promises from the gold mining industry. And we also had Dr. David Davis coming through with a report, rather disturbing, that they've been miscalculating the reserves of our mature gold mines. They've used the wrong yardsticks to actually calculate. So the market is under the wrong impression about the life of many of these mines. And he's saying because they have miscalculated, within the next 12 to 36 months, a lot of these mature gold mines are going to have to be downsized. Otherwise, they could face bankruptcy, he's saying. So against that background, we see a much better news coming out of AngloGold Ashanti, where they are going hammer and tongs into this new technology and saying it's absolutely critical. And we can see from some of the reports coming out that it is critical. And all they need to do now is to get it into the commercial phase. The technical hurdles are being well cleared, because this will keep our gold mining going in a very viable way for the next 20 to 30 years. We're talking about, you know, people-less stopes. We're talking about no longer using blasting techniques and having rock around the clock, because people will have to be able to mine, you know, 24 hours a day, 365 days a week. And it's, people have said it's like taking a sausage out of your hot dog. That's the way they will mine. You know, they will use this raise boring that gives you all the gold and nothing but the gold. You take that out with the raise boring method, and then you use a backfill so that Mother Nature doesn't even know that you've taken this gold out. So that's the sort of thinking, and saying it's absolutely critical, and you can see why, because of the cost situation in the gold mines and these problems now with the reserve miscalculations, that this technology succeeds. And the reward, if it does, is that it's going to change the face of South African gold mining industry and possibly the world industry and other mining activities as you migrate it across a broader spectrum.
Gee, very interesting indeed. Martin Krumer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday. Thank you very much, Martin.
Thanks, Colin.